Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly tonight and every Monday night. 6 o'clock is the Brandon Graham Show here at Chickies. Then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. And this week's guest is Cooper DeGene. Every Monday at 4, we're joined by Donovan McNabb, is brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Auto Service. Go to UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how we feeling?
Oh, we're feeling pretty good, Enjoyed the weekend. Just looking forward to hearing a couple of remarks from you guys and see what you think.
Well, we don't have anything to complain about today, do you?
No complaints. No complaints today, Big Five. No complaints.
Okay. I was just making sure you got to check the temperature of the room before, you know, we start diving into it. But that's good. That's a good start.
Well, yesterday was the most complete offensive game we've seen from the Eagles this year. What did you see in terms of their development as an offense and their development as to this version of the offense that is sort of run first?
I saw balance. And when I say balance, obviously what we did in the run game, and Saquon's been that way all season, but I see balance all across the board. Devontae being involved, you know, the AJ being involved, to our tight ends being involved, you know, Saquon getting involved in the passing game and then being a very critical threat for us as far as picking up the blitz. But what I seen was balance from an offensive standpoint where it's not leaning to one direction and then trying to fight to get things in rhythm and getting everybody else involved. I thought Jalen did a great job of being efficient, doing what was asked of him to do, and then continue to spread the ball around and get everybody involved.
When you look at this Eagles offense under Sirianni, I believe the Eagles are 15-1 when they run the ball more than they throw the ball. Is it safe to say that their identity is there, that they just need to commit to what they do best, which is run the football first? Is it safe to say like that should be their identity?
I would say yes and no, Ike, but it really depends on the particular game that you're playing.
Okay.
Because everyone else knows that. Everyone knows that they won, they got to stop Saquon Barkley. And that was something that I had talked about going into last year. Remember, Swift was a 1,000-yard rusher and one of the best running backs in – definitely in the NFC, but also in the NFL. But we stopped running the football. And so I understand you want to try to get the ball to AJ and Devontae. But I think what helps them out and really creates perfect opportunities for them to get possibly man coverage is when you're running the football effectively. Because when you're running the football effectively, defensive coordinators now have to put 8 guys in the box. They got to find ways to apply pressure to clog up some of the windows to eliminate the run plays going from 5 to 6 yards per carry to possibly getting them to possibly 2 to 3 or 4 yards per carry. And so when we're running the football as effective as we are right now, yes, we're going to get man coverage a lot of times on AJ and Devontae and some of our tight ends as well. So I would say that that's a great stat, but it's something that we were doing last season with Swift, but we kind of got away from it. And I think that's kind of, we can say that that's our identity, that's our calling card. But the thing that we have to feed off of when we do run the football effectively is the play-action game.
Donovan McNabb with us. He's with us every Monday at 4. So over to Jalen. He, to my eye, seemed like he was more decisive and more quicker in those decisions as he had been previously, whether it was to throw the ball or run the ball. What did you see from Jalen yesterday?
I seen a quarterback that was happy to have all his weapons pretty much available. Obviously, we're missing one, but I just think for the comfort level and the rapport that he's built with Devontae and A.J. both being out there together, and then what Saquon has been able to do consistently each and every week, I'm seeing a more confident offense. I'm also seeing a more confident play calling. And I think we can talk about Nick and we can talk about Jalen, but it all starts with Kellen Moore. Like, let's be honest. Kellen Moore and his, I would say, his resume coming in into this season as the offensive coordinator has been pretty effective as far as putting numbers up concerned. You know, from what we see with Justin Herbert and what we see with Dak Prescott. I expect that same thing from Jalen, but for a guy that can protect the ball a little bit more because you have to add the element of run into it. So I just think we need to give a little bit more credit to Kellen Moore and Jalen by the way that he's been playing, but it all starts with the play calling.
I want to give Jalen some credit here, Five, of being able to, I guess, trust his protection, trust his pocket. I thought he sat in the pocket yesterday with a lot more patience and pocket awareness and was able to get through second read, third read at times, right, and didn't have a problem. I think he was 6 for 6 throwing the ball over the middle of the field yesterday. How did you like that sort of aspect of Jalen's game, just being able to trust his protection in the pocket and allowing these routes to develop?
Well, I mean, again, it's a comfort level, something that you build over time. You know, everyone kind of expects you to run. You know, why doesn't he run anymore? When you build that rapport with your offensive line, you're comfortable with the blocking scheme. You're reading it out. You know that you're protected. You're trusting the guys up front. If they do bring added guy on the four-week or four-strong, you know you have the answer to some of those questions that the defensive coordinators may have for you. And there's a comfort level. And I agree with you as well. I've seen a more poised quarterback of sitting back there and being able to go through his reads and progression and not just kind of guessing and taking off. And so it's something for him to build off of. I expect him to build off of that and to see it a little bit more. Obviously, he's going to have to continue to use his legs. But when you do have protection up front and you know that you're secure, that's when you're able to go through your reads and get it to the open receiver.
Donovan, just to follow up on the throwing across the middle thing, what
right.
could – a couple of people have mentioned his height as perhaps one of the reasons that he's reluctant, you know, not being able to see over. What could be that, along with other, what could be other reasons that would keep him from being confident throwing those balls over the middle?
Well, not the height deal. I mean, y'all act like he's 5'8 back there.
No, I'm just people
mean,
said it. It wasn't me.
Let's not do that. Now, the thing is, remember, what have I been complaining about for the last couple of weeks? Getting who the ball?
Tight end.
The tight end.
Yes.
Utilizing the tight ends and the running backs. That's all in play calling. Because if you're going to play man, That's when you start running those halfback angles. That's when you start running out by your tight ends. You want to go zone. Now your tight ends start taking the middle or running the post route or running the dig route where you have the running back underneath. That right there starts to open up things more on the outside and on the top of coverage. So you start connecting with some of those post routes. You start connecting to those seam routes. One of the routes that obviously Devontae caught over the shoulder. That's what happens when you start establishing being able to go in the middle of the football field. Yeah, we know as a quarterback, a lot of the fans and people that are watching, they play Madden or they play some of these video games and everything is thrown on the outside. Where you have to establish the middle of the football field in order to get things more on the outside and give your receivers an opportunity to make big plays for you.
I just want to be clear. I did not give him the height excuse. It was Team Jalen in Philadelphia that called me about that. I just want to be clear with you. I was giving him and you the out there if that was the reason. That's all.
I mean, no, that's funny that was even brought up, you know, because – He's not Kyler Murray, and he's not Baker Mayfield, which Baker Mayfield has some issues of throwing across the middle, but he's doing a great job of what he's doing with his height. But to come up with Jalen's height, with Jalen is still 6'1". 6'2", so I think
list
he's
it.
Okay.
Listed. 6'2", 6'1".
See, there you go.
I'm just saying, right, listed. You know how you guys are at quarterback. You know,
don't do that.
Well, no, you were a legitimate 6'1". Oh, my bad. Hold on. You 6'2", or 6'3"?
Like, I mean, yeah, Lee.
No, nah, I think you and me were the same height. I think you're a legitimate 6'3".
Some quarterbacks add another full or a full, you know what I mean? Just like linebackers add another 10 pounds to their
size. Now, that's true. That is true. At least with a neck roll anyway.
Yeah.
On there.
6'3 in shoes. 6'3 in shoes, like they do in the NBA.
245.
Yeah. Let me get your thoughts on the defense. You've been someone very who's been high. Yeah, you've been high on our defense and watching the young group sort of grow yesterday. Couple guys back there. Quinyon Mitchell at the cornerback position. Cooper DeJean also back there. What do you think about the young players, particularly those young guys in the secondary and the way the defense has been playing?
I like Mitchell. That was a great pick, great draft. I think for give Howie some credit for that. I think what we're seeing is it takes pressure off of our secondary when our front four or front five, depending on if we add a little bit of pressure, can get to the quarterback. And what we're seeing is the maturation of our young guys at the D-line position, really evolving in front of our eyes. And I would like to see a little bit more pressure from the outside, but we still got to plug up the gaps to stop the run. But I'm very impressed about how our defense has been playing. They continue to get better, and hopefully we can continue to feed off of it where our front four can continue to eat opposing quarterbacks.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Donovan, last one. And now I want to be clear here. This is not me. This is Ike. But Ike's
it's me?
Ike's been saying,
I don't even know what he's going to say right now. Go ahead.
Ike's been saying New Orleans and Super Bowl. Yeah. So I guess the question is what would you need to see out of the Eagles moving forward to put you in a spot and say, yes, this is a true NFC contender?
Consistency. Is this a rarity? What we've seen against Cincinnati, or will we be kind of what we've seen maybe against Tampa Bay or some of these other teams, New Orleans or whatever. So I say consistency for our football team. I still believe we're one of the top three, maybe four teams in the NFC, but I believe we can be in that upper echelon with one or two if we play like we played this past weekend and continue to build off of it with more consistency. Balanced attack on offense, and our defense continued to improve.
All right, Donovan. Well, we appreciate the insight and also finding out that Ike lied about his weight when he was in the NFL.
I was doing that ever since I was coming out of high school, man. Yeah, high school, college.
We might need to keep Donovan's calls.
That's a normal thing for defensive guys. They always want bigger guys, bigger, faster guys.
We might need to keep you once a week throughout the whole year so we can get all of the Ike lies, all right, Donovan. Appreciate
it. All right,
guys. You guys take it easy.
There it is. Isn't it funny?
Yeah, I always added 5 or 10 pounds, man.
Well, isn't it funny that when you're playing, you add 5 and 10 pounds, but now it's almost like age. When you're younger, you lie to say that you're older. You're older, you lie younger. You want your weight to be up when you're playing,
yes.
And then when now you would skew the other way.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
215.
Yeah, now I'm saying I weigh less.
Yeah, yeah.
Though some of my pictures may not be as flattering.
One photo.
Yeah, just one. 215-592-9494. What do you need to see from the Eagles to get you all the way back in? Big V and Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
football Friday. I told you.
Can I told you so Monday?
Yeah, I told you so Monday.
No one ever died this team but WIP.
Yeah.
Did I tell him?
You did. You told him.
Oh, we all remember, yeah.
Thank you. I also told you if you were scared by a dog.
You told me that against the Mets, too.
Yeah,
I was scared
by that dog. That's why you were up there Friday crying. Oh, my God. Acceptable loss.
Well, yeah, Elliot better be lucky he's not in town today.
Well, that's why he missed his flight.
Yeah, him and his acceptable loss. I was ready for him tonight.
Yeah, we made the mistake of doing that show on Friday, and I sided with him, and I got the shrapnel. Oh, really? Acceptable loss. Huh?
Yeah, convenient how he misses his flight after his predictions are wrong.
Yeah, we'll have to get the info from fans of Philly as to what really happened with Elliot.
I think they stuffed him in a bathroom locker or something.
So what'd you like about what you saw yesterday, Big V?
I liked everything. They played as a cohesive unit. They played as, again, a team. From the time that they rallied around Sirianni up until now, they've been playing as a team. The offense has been complementary to the defense. The defense has been tremendous, showing great progress and growth. So, first of all, big kudos to Howie. For putting this team together. Second of all, a great deal of incredible coaching, getting these guys ready in such a short period of time, going from zeros to heroes in a matter of three games, you know, that takes a great deal of effort. And, of course, you know, the nutty professor, Nick Sirianni, you know, you got to give him credit to that.
That's a good nickname. I like professor. Nutty professor for Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
It's better than Private Pyle.
Yeah, Private Pyle, no. I think, but, you know, what was incredible was the emergence of Skinny Batman becoming a real superhero.
Well, yeah, they brought him back into the offense.
Yeah. He was doing his thing. I mean, the guy's got – he's got heart, you know, like he's, you know, 6'8", 245 pounds.
And he's not. Yeah. All right, Big V. Appreciate the call.
That's why I call him Slim Reaper. I don't really like Skinny Batman.
No,
I'm out on Skinny Batman.
You know, it seems like he's the one that gets that useless wide receiver screen call all the time.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him that he's got to catch that pass.
Get that to Johan Dotson.
Yeah. So, he's got that -2 yards thing. Yeah. It's like built into his stats every game.
I don't buy the Knicks involved in the offense, but I always blame those on Nick. the screenplays are always Nick's fault.
Ken and Drexel Hill.
Yeah, they're off.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Ken?
What's up, Ken?
Not much. Great win yesterday. You know, defense balled out. I was really surprised to see they held, you know, Cincinnati, who dropped. Even though they lost, they dropped the bomb on Baltimore. That was a back-and-forth game, and I was really surprised to see we held to under 20 points. That, coupled with the fact that we're one of the best rushing teams in the league, I don't really need to see this team win 13, 14 games. I mean, the Phillies taught me that having the best record is not guaranteed you're going to get far in the playoffs. So as long as, like Ike said, we're hitting our stride in December, with us being able to still run the ball and having a top 5, top 10 defense, it doesn't matter if we're home or away to me. That's based off what I'm seeing so far. We had it done in Tampa, but other than that, every game we've been in, we've competed. And that's what's big for me. Win or loss, I want my team to compete.
Yeah, yesterday was huge. Spike, we talked about this Friday, and why I thought them winning yesterday would be significant. Because I think it allowed, if there were some guys who may not, I'm talking about people on the team, that may not have bought all the way in. A win like yesterday gets everybody to buy in.
Yeah, there's a momentum to that, I think. Yeah, on both sides of the ball,
yes,
too. And for Jalen specifically, okay, look. You know, look at what the adjustments have caused and the effectiveness that you had. And I thought it was, Elliot pointed this out on Twitter, and I thought it was a good point. I don't think he threw an incompletion after that Kenny Gainwell pass. So
at one point he did complete like 10 or 11 straight passes.
Yeah, and it was it could be nothing, but that throw to Gainwell that could have been picked off was a Jalen pass from the first 4 weeks of this season. It was all the way across the field. It had no
late.
The guy, it was late. It was the guy was you could see it from a mile away. And I almost wonder if him throwing that pass was a reminder of that's what I'm not
don't
supposed
do that.
To do.
Yep.
And he was perfect afterwards. Yep. And I thought that was a good you don't want to see him throw that ball at all, but it was a good recovery from him in terms of going back to what works and not doing what doesn't work.
Yeah, he had a couple of throws I wish he probably wishes he didn't make. But for the most part, it was no turnovers, which was great. But I think I can't speak for everybody. What most fans are waiting for is, like you spoke to, dynamic on offense. They want us to throw for 300, three touchdowns every game. And that's not what we are. I know Sirianni says we doesn't have an identity, but for me, it seems like we want to establish Saquon every game, rightfully so. Having said that, we're a running team, so you're not going to see us throw for 250, 300 every game. That's not what Jalen is, and once we wrap our heads around that, I think we'll be better off as far as what this team is.
I appreciate the call, Ken.
And an example of that, right, I think it was I don't know if it was Baldy that brought it up last. No, it might have been Mike Lombardi. I think it was Mike Lombardi. He brought up Detroit and what they did. They came out the beginning of the season trying to establish Jared Goff as the driving force behind the offense. They lost their first game to Tampa at home. He had more interceptions than touchdowns in the first couple of weeks, and then they dialed it back to where he's throwing about 25 times a game. Now, he's getting yardage, explosive plays. They got dynamic players. My only point is that they have two running backs, right, that they certainly lean on in Gibbs and David Montgomery, and then they're going to take their shots. Williams is he's suspended right now, but
yep.
But with Amara St. Brown, like, they're going to take their opportunities when they get them, but they're not asking Jared Goff to throw the ball 35 to 40 times a game.
Jared Goff was 12 of 15, 85 yards.
12 of 15. Now, look at his numbers.
And they scored 50 points.
And look at his numbers. Look at his passing stats the last five games.
Come on, Chad.
Well, I'm just saying, and anybody would have to get a chance to.
I'm just kidding.
He has more. What was it, Jack? He has more touchdown passes than incompletions?
Something like that, yeah.
I think that was the stat over the last five or six games.
And here are the two things I saw yesterday from an offensive perspective that were great signs that they know who they are. The first thing is that Saquon Barkley rushed for 108 yards, and at no point during the game did we say to ourselves, man, Saquon Barkley is outrageous and dominating this game. It was a great game that he had where he rushed for 100.
Steady
game, but it wasn't because of a 70-yard run.
Right.
It was because they knew what they wanted to do, and they were doing it. And the second thing was
22 rushing attempts yesterday for Saquon.
And it didn't feel like they
ran. For 108 yards.
For 108 yards.
108 yards.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like they ran him into the ground.
No.
They really kind of put him on ice for a little bit. Then the eight-minute drive or whatever in the fourth, they kind of pulled him out and said, all right, you can kind of carry us to a victory.
Well, and that was the other thing that led me to feeling good about the direction and the focus of the offense was that drive, because that was the exact drive that they needed at that exact moment of the game. You needed a 7 or 8 minute drive to score and basically put the game away. And if you can drive that long, even if you get a field goal, you're winning the game. That was exactly what they needed.
Yep.
And it reminded you, Jack, I think you said it reminded you of 22. Mm-hmm. It also reminds me of they would do the same thing in 17. That was the same kind of thing they would do in 17, just this sort of soul-crushing drive that the defense just cannot get off the field. And those two things, the Saquon stats and that drive, I thought were good signs that they know what they're doing on offense, and it will be an execution issue moving forward, not a what are we doing issue.
I swear. The game when I finally see us run a screenplay correctly,
I'm gonna
jump 10 feet in the air, man. it's supposed to be the easiest play one of the easiest plays in the play. We still can't run a screen.
They haven't ran a screen well in a decade plus.
I truly believe the more plays they run under center
that it's gonna get better.
We will get there.
I'm waiting on it.
I know we'll get there. Well, I mean, it's been more under center three straight games now.
Yeah. Yes.
Goff's last five games, by the way, no more than 25 attempts in a game. He's 12 touchdowns and one interception for an 83% completion percentage.
Yeah, and that's
never thrown the ball more than 25 times.
And they're scoring a ton.
The leading scorer, I think
So his last four games, 42, 47, 31, 52.
Yeah. And we scored 37 with Jalen throwing the ball 20 times.
It works, ladies and gentlemen.
Hashtag run the ball.
Run the
WIP
ball.
Always knew.
And it's really the coaches. It's really the message for the coaches.
Yes.
Understand you don't have to throw the ball 40 times a game.
Well, I think the whole league is starting to see this, and I think we keep not remembering who said what last week. It's just quarterbacking. It's just a different league. First of all, everyone's adopted a lot of what Fangio does, which makes it difficult to have more plays downfield defensively. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is that these quarterbacks just don't come into the – they come into the league having run this RPO thing so frequently. They're just not – that the offense defense took the lead, I think, over the last year or two, and now the offense is going to have to readjust, and part of that is going to be running the ball. You know, that's going to be part of the adjustment. All right, 215-592-9494. What do you need to see from the Eagles to believe that they are truly back? And coming up next, we will discuss the tush push. Are the Eagles using the tush push too much? Feels like a
if you own Saquon in fantasy football for sure.
Wow,
We will talk about that next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, Chickies and Pete's, your destination for the Eagles all season long. Online at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.